So Anchor had some fireworks for me celebrating a post because it has been a minute since I've done that. And to be honest with y'all, I didn't like it. I didn't take very well to it. I was a little salty that they did it. So I'm posting, and one thing I want to be real about in the conversations that I've had with basketball trainers is the scoreboard's not always being shown. And there's a real portion, a real side to basketball training that many don't talk about, honestly. And I'm still thinking about why that is. For some people, it's easier to talk about like personal stuff, private stuff like sex, than it is to talk about finances, from what I hear. And it's like, whoa, there's a real thing to this. For basketball trainers, I have this underlying idea that, you know, some of the basketball trainers in this industry are doing, I'd imagine, super well. Some of them I actually know are doing really well. Some of them, there's a facade that they're doing well. But all that to say, you don't usually know exactly how somebody's doing. So you may equate followers to dollars, but that's not always the case. You don't know what somebody's expenses are. You don't know how far they have to travel to get to their gym. You don't know how much debt they're in from student loans, how much debt they're in from their loan for paying for their basketball court, for their lease. You don't know what their expenses are, period. You don't know what expenses they have in their personal life. So all that to say, the secret, I believe, in this basketball training industry when it comes to finances is literally having very low expenses. If you think about it, there are so many basketball trainers I've talked to who don't have benefits, who don't have insurance, who don't have life insurance, who don't have all these things, an IRA for a retirement plan, so there's no way out. Like, there's so many things that you miss out on by not having a corporate job that it can hurt. It can hurt if you don't have your lifestyle set up a certain way. And I really do believe the common denominator for people who have longevity, whether they're making $6,000 a month total or making $20,000, $30,000 a month, I truly believe the common denominator is having low expenses. And you never know when you'll be thankful for having those low expenses. You may not need to have lower expenses. You may be making so much money right now, it doesn't matter. But there could come a time, whether through inflation, whether through the inability to work, a COVID shutdown, a gym that doesn't allow you to train there anymore, there might be times where you need to have a stash. And paying yourself as little as you can is a really good strategy. Of course, until you have to give yourself a raise, then you have to have another conversation. But that's a common denominator I'm seeing, and I encourage you to look at your budget. One, get a budget. You can get one online. Dave Ramsey's a guy you can talk to about that. I'm sure there's many other people who talk about and show you how to set up a budget in Google Sheets, Microsoft Excel. Find a budget. Put all those expenses down by looking at your financial statements, your personal financial statements. See how much you actually need to live off of, and then do the same thing for the business. How much do you need to make to at least break even? And, you know, on a rant, if you don't have your own personal income, this is me too, like I'm taking shots at myself. If you do not have your personal income included in your expenses for the business, then your books aren't legit. You have no integrity to your books. Like, you have to be, and I say market-based wage, maybe not be the word, because this market is really not, in my opinion, as established as something that has data on what a market-based wage would actually be. So all that being said, Siri was about to take me off on a different route on the road right now, which is where I make most of these podcast episodes. Get your expenses together. Get your actual income, your salary. I prefer QuickBooks. Like, QuickBooks is legit for us. It basically makes you an employee, or if you want to pay yourself through owner's draw, however you pay yourself, you keep doing. But all this to say, when you have your personal salary set in stone, it helps you get a more accurate picture as to what your budget looks like and what your numbers look like for your business. The secret, again, having low expenses, as low as possible, in my opinion. This is one frugal guy talking, not being frugal because of lack or just a limited mindset, but being more frugal because of the sustainability and seeing and talking to trainers who have the luxury of doing that and don't have a ton of debt that they have to pay back and stress and strain to pay. Sorry, these basketballs in the back are going crazy, rolling around. But you don't have to have that stress and that strain and change the relationship of your business from one of doing it for the love. Yeah, you got to make some money, to, hey, this is my financial engine, and the money becomes that much more important because I need to monetize and pay back these personal debts that I have. So all that being said, find your expenses, track your expenses, see how you can make them as low as possible. Live within your means, but below. Oh, what does it say? Live below your needs. Oh, live. What does Susie Orman say? Live within your needs, but below your means. Or live below your means, but within your needs. There we go, y'all. There we go. Live below your means, but within your needs. All right? Below your means, but within your needs. Hopefully that helps. You guys will hear from me pretty soon. Please share this with somebody who can benefit from it. If they are a basketball trainer and you want to show love and give them some wisdom, just some real talk from my own experiences and from the experiences of other trainers that I talk to on a frequent basis. Y'all take care. Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.